This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord of thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is good. And all the time, he is good. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Good morning to all of you all that the Lord has ordained to tune in to this radio program. Oh, thank you, Lord. And we welcome you preachers that are listening in, and we give thanks to you all that are recording this message to give to your preachers, for this is the reason that we are sent by. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thanks be to God the Father, thanks be to God the Son, and thanks be to God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Well, let me get to work. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in Christ. It's wonderful to be in Christ. And I love my job. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Luke chapter 4, verse 31, this teaching today comes from, and Jesus came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit, an unclean spirit, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Or thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace, and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the mix, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirit, and they come out." And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And he rose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, but they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a deserted place. And the people sought him and came unto him and asked him that he would not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogue of Galilee. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake, and they beckoned unto their partners, which was in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished and all that were with him at the catches of fish which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and followed him. They forsook all and followed him. Oh, praise be to his holy name. This teaching with the Lord is just revealed unto us. We bear witness to three churches. One of them in which that Jesus was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. We read that in this particular church there was healing, there was deliverance, there was casting out of devils. People were so moved by his presence and felt so good all over, like I feel good right now from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Oh, hallelujah. They felt so good at his presence that they didn't want him to leave. But Jesus shared with them that he must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for that was the reason that he was sent. You know, today we don't hear much about healing going on in the churches. We hear nothing about devils being cast out. We seem to see a lot of devils coming out of the churches, but we see or hear little or nothing about devils being cast out. And we look in this fifth chapter and we see two churches, these two ships, the Holy Spirit revealed to me represent two churches, and they were washing their nets. They had given up. They were just about to close their doors. They had tried everything that they knew possible. but they wouldn't catch anything. Peter said unto Jesus, Master, we have fished all night. These two churches was trying to do the Father's will without Jesus, without the light. Oh, I read just this morning that over 7,000 churches have closed their doors this year. Over 7,000 churches have died this year. Why is this? The answer is quite clear. The Bible said when Jesus told them to cast their nets to the right, only then were they able to catch a multitude of fish. Only then were they able to catch souls. You see, the problem with the churches today is that the people are not doing what Jesus said do. They're doing what they want to do. They're not preaching what Jesus said preach, the gospel of the kingdom. Mary said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. His mother preached that one message. It rings so softly in my ears to this very day. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall save it. This is how we're able to attain this eternal life. This is why these churches are dying. This is why they're dying out, because there's no Jesus. See, there's no life found in a building. Resurrected life is found in Jesus Christ. You see? These preachers today, they're preaching everything about food stamps. They're preaching about balancing your checkbook. Preaching about everything, but losing all of your life in order to gain his eternal life. You see, the Lord makes it very clear to those that can hear that God is going to do this thing his way or no way at all. When we look at Acts chapter 9, we find a man named Saul. This is what I call most of these churches today, churches of Saul. We find in Acts chapter 9, here was Saul. He was angry as he could be. He was mad, and I mean going around killing and trying to destroy every disciple that was preaching the apostle doctrine, every disciple that was preaching the gospel of the kingdom, every disciple that was doing what Jesus told him to do. Here was Saul, upset and angry because he was caught in his religion and he thought it should be done his religious way. But when he was on his way to Damascus, almost there, a journey of 150 miles, here Saul left Jerusalem, traveling 150 miles to do evil to God's anointed, to do evil to those that were sent out to do the perfect will of the Father. But the Bible said when he was almost there, see, oh, let this be a lesson to all of you out there who want to do evil to God's anointed. You almost can get it done, but not, it ain't going to happen. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? But the Bible said a bright light shined on him and knocked him to the ground and those that was with him. And Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? A lot of folk can put their name in Saul's place today. For Jesus is speaking to you today. Why are you persecuting him and his anointed? Why are you coming against those that he has sent to warn you of this perverse pathway that you're on that's leading you straight to hell if you don't repent and turn from that wicked way? When the Lord told Ananias that Saul was praying and had seen a vision, that Ananias would come and lay hands on him and he received his sight, he became blind. The Lord let him, allowed him to see his religious, his spiritual status.